I was kind of in charge of the penny candy counter. You know, the wax lips, the little chocolate candies on buttons, things like that. And because candies, basically, at that time, we offered also stuff that wasn't chocolate-oriented. We used to do our own cinnamon apples. We used to do our own popsicles, cinnamon bars. We used to do things of that nature, caramel corn, peanut brittle. We slowly got out of that and just became a more of a chocolate house. And I think it was largely economics and also regulatory, if you think about it. The move actually also played a big role in that. But if you think about it, the regulatory side, you know, the old popsicles used to be in Dixie cups. You know, you got old-timers that come in and remember that fondly. But today, if you had to sell that, number one, it wouldn't be for the 7 cents or 10 cents or a quarter that we charged back, you know, 30 and 40 and 50 years ago. But you'd have to have tamper-proof lids. You'd have to put nutritional labeling on, things of that nature. The other items were also more a cost issue. The caramel corn, and we're using fresh butter, the pecans, and we're fighting inflation. Has always been an issue, especially when you're using higher-end quality products. Chocolate was always the predominant one. The others were more sort of like accent pieces or an ancillary to the main effort, which is chocolates.